It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Heck of a win by the Phillies last night. You reacted to that. Schwarber, what a night. Three home runs, including the winner in the ninth inning. They come back from 6-1 down. But the other side of things is that at-bat by Bryce in the ninth. He's obviously hurt here, and I think they should put him on the IL immediately and get him ready for the postseason. This division is over. They've got it won. They don't need him to finish this thing. They need him to win the World Series in October. So the Phillies put Bryce Harper on the IL. We'll take all your phone calls to the Phillies. Of course, Hugh's Clues here for a $50 gift card to the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant and Marina. But Hugh, we now are one day away from the start of the NFL season tomorrow night. We are 2 days away from the start of the Eagles season. And it's kind of one of those times where it's time to turn the page, right? Like, fresh slate, clean slate
clean
for
slate.
Everyone.
For everybody.
Well, we...
Everybody.
Everybody? Everybody?
Everybody.
Even the head coach?
Yes.
All right, so here's where it's on my mind today. Nick Sirianni comes into the season, obviously with a lot of pressure on him. I'm not even sure if a playoff appearance will keep Nick Sirianni's job. I think he needs to win multiple playoff games to keep his job and to be the head coach of this football team next year. We know what the offseason was. We know what happened with Kellen Moore coming in to take the offense and Vic Fangio the defense. But what happened at the end last year happened, right? We cannot
not talk about it.
Well, you can't not think about it, at least. But you can give him a clean slate, and we think the Eagles are. I mean, the franchise obviously did. They gave him a chance to come back and be the head coach here in 2024. Are you giving him a clean slate, though? Are you willing to give Nick Sirianni a clean slate? And here's what I mean by that. Anytime something bad happens, you can't come back to last year right away. Hugh Douglas, on this Wednesday before the start of the NFL season, are you giving Sirianni a completely clean slate?
First of all, yes. But and second of all, Joe, you can't be telling me how to fan now.
Well, no.
Nah,
man, a clean slate means, let me tell you what a clean slate means. It means that at the first sign of adversity, you don't go back to the toilet seat like you always bring that thing
up. Yeah, no, you do.
No.
Listen.
A clean slate means past is the past.
I'm all inclusive. And women do it all the time. They go back to stuff when they say they're going to let it go. They go back to it all the time, and they bring up the toilet seat.
It sounds like you're not really getting him a clean slate.
I know I'm going to give him a clean slate until something happens.
No, it all depends.
Like, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. Now, if we go to Brazil and we lay a big old stinky turd, oh, it's on Monday.
See, this is not a clean
it's
slate.
On. This is it's on Sunday.
Unbelievable.
This is not a clean
it's
slate.
On, it's on Saturday. No, it is. If it's a big old stinky turd, you can't tell me how to fan.
No,
How dare you? How dare you guys?
No, you can fan any way you want, but then it's not a clean slate.
It is a clean slate.
No, it's not. No.
Here you go. Now you're going to argue the semantics of what a clean slate means.
No, this is what we do at this time slot.
A clean slate is
that
a clean
slate.
Slate.
No.
That's what you do.
No, listen. Listen, this is what I'm saying. If they go to Brazil and lay a big old stinky turd, oh, yeah, we bringing all that old stuff back up. We bringing up the toilet seat. Staying out past midnight.
All
that other good stuff.
Let me be the one that actually understands clean slates around here, okay? I'm not giving him a clean slate. It's on my mind. I will forgive Nick Sirianni for last year. I'm not going to forget, though. I can't. It's impossible for you to put away what happened last year with Sirianni. I also had my issues with him the year before, even though they were in the Super Bowl, the way he coached the Super Bowl game. So, no, I'm not there on a full clean slate. All right, Hugh's got like a half a clean slate going. I'm not giving him a clean slate. Kyle, I feel like you're going to be the one today. You're the most pro-Sirianni one here. Are you giving him a full clean slate with no references to the past?
Yes, allow me to not totally waffle on the meaning of clean slate and
I'm
everything.
Waffling now.
You're already setting up your criticism.
I just don't like the way y'all trying to tell me how to fan. I don't like that.
Well,
I don't like that.
You're not giving a clean slate.
I've been on this for a while now, this entire offseason. Forget about last season. Forget about it. Like, I think we've gone so overboard with how it ended that we have gotten to the point where we are underrating Nick Sirianni. I've made this point before. I'll say it again. Sirianni, to me, is closer to a Harbaugh than he is to Jason Garrett, who heard people comparing him to.
Oh, boy.
And here's the thing about week one. If they do lay a big old stinky turd, as Hugh's saying here, I think we need to give this team a little bit of time to sort of come into their own. They
See,
have two new coordinators.
A little grace,
yeah.
You.
Like, we can't just immediately jump ship and start talking about bringing up the transgressions of last season, which, by the way, I don't even fully put on Nick Sirianni's shoulders. I've said this before. I think at a certain point, there was really nothing that Nick Sirianni could have done. And he did try to do stuff. He fired the defensive coordinator. He tried to make a change on the defense. He wasn't stubborn. He wasn't stuck in his ways. It just didn't work. So I think we just need to put last year in the past. It's a new season. And we need to sort of give this team a little bit of grace and see what the product is at the end of the season before we all start jumping down Sirianni's throat again. Wipe the slate clean.
Now, that's a clean slate right there. What Hugh's doing is like a half a clean slate.
It's not. It's
you set up the criticism before it even happened.
No, listen. It's hard. Like, I get where it might be hard for some people to fathom. But like I said, if they lose this game in Brazil in some of the same ways that reared its ugly head last year, that's going to be a problem.
And that's why I'm not giving them a clean slate. I'm not forgetting what happened last year.
No, if when I say that, I mean, like, if we see some uncharacteristic attitudes on the sideline, well, characteristic, I guess you could say, in this situation, then that's a problem. If we see an inept offense, that's a problem. If I see the Keystone Cops out there trying to play defense,
it's a problem.
That's a problem. I don't think any of that's going to happen. I don't think that's going to happen. Let me say that first, or third, or fourth, or whatever I did, because I didn't lead with that. I probably should have led with that first, but I didn't. But if I see some of that, then yeah, all of that's up for grabs. Well, all of that's up for grabs.
I feel like some of us are talking out of both sides of our mouth. We've been doing it a lot for the offseason. If this offense goes out and doesn't look great, aren't we we're all aware that Nick Sirianni supposedly has no say in what happens with the offense here. Let's all blame Kellen Moore if the offense doesn't look very good.
I think that's fair.
Why are we going to come down on Nick Sirianni? Just because we want to?
If they're sloppy, if in-game stuff is bad, if substitutions are off,
yeah.
If they have
that's
bad
different.
Fourth down decisions. This is the stuff he affects on Sundays. If they come out flat, he's the head coach. Like, all these are the things that are on him. And I am trying to get as optimistic as possible Friday in this season. And I think there's a chance the Eagles are going to be really good. Like, they have a ton of talent. But I'm not wiping the slate clean. This is part of his resume. Kyle's wiping it clean. Hugh's got the halfway clean on there. But you could see the writing is still on the wall. He's ready to rip Sirianni at moment's notice here. 215-592-9494. All right, Brian Baldinger recently on WIP. Here is what he had to say. And he sounds like a believer in Nick Sirianni.
Are you as big a believer in Nick Sirianni as you are in Jalen Hurts?
I am. And then here's why. I mean, first of all, there's no other team in this league that has started 8-0 and 10-0 in the last 2 years. Now, you could debate all you want down the stretch. There's nobody that's come close to starting off the way the Eagles are starting. You could say it's a schedule. That's fine.
You could say it's Howie Roseman picking the guys who are that good.
Howie's been amazing.
Yeah.
8-0 and 10-0 in the last 2 years to start the seasons. He's getting the team ready to play. I mean, you can argue a bunch of things and all the things that were written this all season about the relationship and that. The guy went out and fixed the coaching staff. They weren't being developed on a defensive line. He went out and got two better coordinators than they ever had last year. And so, I mean, I think he's helped do it.
And that was Nick?
Well, I think he had a lot to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think the fast starts here the last couple of years are really impressive, right? Last year they started off, and I'm not sure if it was quite 8-0. They lost a game against the Jets in October, but they started off well, right? And then the year before that, they didn't lose a game until November. I mean, the fast starts have been a staple the last couple of years under Nick Sirianni. 215-592-9494. And we also heard this yesterday, and I think this is important, Hugh. It's not just what we think of Sirianni. It's not just what someone like Brian Baldinger around the game thinks of Sirianni. What do they think of him in that locker room? Because that's really where you're going to see how they play for him. Let's hear from Chauncey Gardner-Johnson yesterday on the locker room how they feel about Nick.
We all feed off of Coach Nick. We all backing Coach Nick. We already understand. He set the standard. We go out there and we live through him. Like I said, it's coach fed, player led. I think the biggest thing for us this year is understanding who we are and chime out the outside noise. We know what we're capable of. We know we're one of the best teams, roster put together in the league. We got to go out there and prove it. X's and O's ain't gonna win the game. It's all about going out there physically battling and doing what we need to do for 4 quarters. Us going out there and winning a football game is showing y'all that Coach Nick is doing everything he need to do for this team. going out there and just competing at a high level and like I said, scoring football on offense, stopping guys on defense. That's what Coach Nick's preaching. That's what we're going to do. So we're always behind our play. Our talk don't mean nothing.
That was interesting, Hugh. We're always behind him with our play. Our talk don't mean anything.
Yeah, and that's what it's about, man. I mean, listen, we can sit here and we could talk about it being fixed and all this other stuff, but the bottom line is this. If they go out there and they look inept like they did last year, that's a problem.
Of course it is.
You know, and I don't, like, again, I don't think that's going to be the case. I think they're going to go out there and they're going to be competitive. But if there's some remnants of some things that happened last year, like Coach Sirianni acting a fool on the sideline, that might be a little bit of a problem.
The players losing their composure,
yeah,
which they
stuff
did.
Stuff like that might be a problem. I don't want to see any of that, Joe. And, well, and that's why I said that if that happens, then, you know, your ghost of the past reared an ugly head.
I figured it out. So Kyle is wiping the slate completely clean. I'm not. I'm not forgetting what happened last year. You know what you're doing?
What I'm doing.
You're wiping the slate clean for now.
No,
but
think about it like this. And this is how I look at it, because media members do this all the time. Say, for instance, something happens with an individual.
Mm-hmm.
Say it's been 10 years since said individual has gotten into any altercations or whatever. When something happens, all of that stuff that say if the individual goes out and he bumps into somebody.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them? Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It becomes a big story. All of that stuff that individual has done in the past always comes up.
Clean slate for now.
Yeah.
For now.
But that's just how it is. That's how we do. You know, like, well, you know he got in trouble 10 years ago and stuff like that. So that's kind of where I'm at with it. It's only fair.
215-592-9494. Let's get to the phone lines here. Bryce, should they IL him? Should the Phillies put him on the IL? Are you giving Sirianni a clean slate? And your guess is here for Hughes Clues. Jeff in Wilmington is up on WIP. Hey, Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Good morning, Jeff. What are you feeling?
Schwarber was out here putting up video game numbers last night. That was amazing.
Unbelievable. He's done something now that was never done before. He's done it twice in a month. It's crazy.
I know. So at first I said yes about Harper on the IL. Then I said no to Kyle because I was like, wait a minute. He's still hitting .280. He's still got the highest OPS on the team. He's still getting his hits. But then I started thinking, I didn't realize how bad he was hurting last night in that last at bat until I heard you're off. So I heard the cut. Even though I was watching the game, I just had the volume down or something. But, you know, right now it probably would be a good idea because they're going to need him. They're going to need his power come end of September going into October. And it looks like to me that he's got an elbow or a wrist problem that's causing him to not be able to lift the ball. Even though he's still getting his hits, he has no power. So maybe it would be a good idea to put him on the IL because you can't just sit him for a day or two. That's
right.
And
Jeff
really isn't going to heal anything.
Totally. Jeff, the way I look at it is, like, they don't need him the next two or three weeks to win the division. They need him to win the World Series. Like, it's very hard for me to imagine they can win the World Series if he doesn't hit home runs in October. Like, they need that power to come back, and I think the IL could help with that.
Yeah, and then they got a good seven-game cushion in the division, and they're like a game and a half behind the Dodgers, but they're still a game and a half ahead of the Brewers, I believe. So they can still make up that ground against the Dodgers, but they've got to stay ahead of the Brewers.
Jeff, the Brewers thing, so they play them 2 weeks from right now, and if you IL him today, he could be back for that Brewers series. Like, the break could be against the Marlins and against the Mets and the Toronto, like, whatever. You could get him back for that Brewers series, which is a big one.
And Hugh, you're hedging your bet on Sirianni.
I am
it's
not.
It's a hedge. Call him out.
Jeff, I am
it's
not.
It's a hedge.
If you're saying you're going to wait and see what happens after Friday night, then you're hedging your bet.
It's but not. Okay. That is not a hedge in the bet.
Oh, it's such a
that
hedge.
Is, Jeff, that is not. And I resent that. I resent okay. that.
Yeah. Here's what I say. I'm giving him a clean slate, mainly because all I need him to do is check in on the meetings. I need Big Dom to keep him in check on the sideline, and we got two good coordinators. And last year was not all about Nick. It was all about the coordinators they had and how they failed. And I think it was above Nick's head on how they, you know, who when they got rid of what's his name?
Oh, Desai, Sean Desai.
Yeah, when they made the switch, and there was just nothing they could do with the offensive coordinator. He was just bad, and I'm willing to give him a clean slate, and I just want them to just keep Nick on the sideline and do the normal decisions that a head coach makes in game. Have a game plan basically made up by the offensive coordinator with Nick's input a little bit, and I'm good.
Yeah, be a motivator. Don't screw it up on Sunday. Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. I just want to push back on one thing about him not being able to do anything last year. Kyle mentioned this. Jeff just mentioned it. Yes, like once they started to fall apart, it was pretty much like they were dead meat. But we played the audio last year. Early last season, Nick Sirianni had, and I'm paraphrasing now, but he told Jeff McClain they weren't going to add much to the offense. Remember, they were going to run the same offense mm-hmm. as they ran the year before? That was a mistake. I mean, Sirianni made a tactical error when last season started. They could just roll the same offense back out, and it would work, and the league caught up. Now, they've taken the offense away from him, and now it's probably going to be a lot different offensively, which is great this year. But, like, his error last year was before the season started. He didn't adjust enough. He didn't expect the league to adjust. And it caught up some. 215-592-9494. All right, Sirianni, clean slate. Hugh is hedging. I mean, that's what that
that's
is.
That's not a hedge.
But you're ready to criticize him.
No, I'm not.
I'm
not ready to criticize. What I'm saying is this. Is that if there are certain things, like say, for instance, in a relationship, because I like to use relationships as analogy.
I thought you'd like this one. Yeah.
If my significant other is telling me, Hugh, you're leaving the toilet seat up. All right, and if I agree not to do that,
mm-hmm.
but 3 days into me saying that I'm not going to do it, 2 days later, I'm still leaving the toilet seat up, I might not say nothing initially, or she might not say nothing initially. But after a while, she's going to get tired of that and be like, yo, I thought we discussed this.
So that's fine, but she can't bring up the toilet seat left up last year. That's clean slate. Yeah. It's over.
But it's a pattern. And if you're following that pattern, I can say you ain't changed not nan bit.
See,
I can say that.
That's why I'm not giving
not,
the clean
not
slate.
Nan
I
bit.
Don't forgive and forget this
not
season.
Not nan bit.
Kyle
you ain't
forgives
changed.
And forgets so and just moves on.
The clean slate to me, to use your analogy, Hugh, is like if I got yelled at for leaving the toilet seat up and I stopped doing that, but then all of a sudden she's like, you gotta stop chewing your food so loudly,
and
like with
you
your mouth
the
open.
Seat
and
up.
By the way, last year you left the toilet seat off, and then
oh,
it
see,
all piles
okay.
up on you.
I get what you're saying.
Can't
yeah,
do
I mean, I mean, but that'll be that's just a frame of reference. Like for me to use that,
like
that's
just like gonna, your analogy.
No, I'm just gonna be like that's just like I'm not actually bringing up the past. I'm just using the past as a frame of reference.
See, you're not forgetting. You're not wiping the slate clean.
This is me getting in touch with my feminine side because a lot of times during arguments when I lose them. It's always not like it's not her bringing up the past. It's just a frame of reference.
10:34 on a Wednesday, week one. Hugh gets in touch with his feminine side. Chuck in Mount Airy. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, Gillio, what's the dealio?
What's up,
hey,
man?
Chuck.
Hey, listen, man, I got one better for you. I need Bryce Harper to be smart in this situation. I need him to go to the Phillies organization and say, I can't go. I need to go on the IR. And I say that to say because he needs to understand the bigger picture, and that's winning a championship. We can't win a championship with Bryce not being healthy. We can't do it. You know, he's going to hit the baseball. He's shown that. But I need his power in October. You know what I mean? I need Batum at the bank in October. There's no Batum at the bank without power. So, yeah, I need Bryce to be like, you know what? I need to sit this one out. I mean, look, the chances are we're not going to get the number one seed anywhere in the NL, okay? And the difference between the number one seed in the NL, number two seed in the NL, to me, is not that much of a difference. I mean, you know, they might get the number two. If they slide to the three, that's fine, too, because this is a veteran ball club. They know how to win in the playoffs. I'd rather go into the playoffs with a healthy, fully healthy Bryce Harper than to go into the playoffs with that number one seed or that number two
Chuck,
seed.
Chuck, I agree. And the thing about the difference between the one and the two, there's a chance the Dodgers get picked off early anyway, so it doesn't even matter. Yeah. Like, the Phillies could still have home field throughout if the Dodgers get picked off.
Exactly. And if they make it to the World Series, they're not going to have the number one. They're not going to have the home field anyway. I mean, chances are. So, I mean, you know, why not just start it early? I just want Bryce to be healthy going into the playoffs. That's all. That's all I'm asking. And, Bryce, if you're listening, please go to the Phillies and say, you know, I have nothing to prove. We already played, you know, a full season. We got the division locked up. If we finish at the third seed, so be it. But as far as Nick Sirianni go, listen, Joe, I was with you at first, you know, or with I think it was Cal at first.
Mm-hmm.
I told him I would give him a clean slate, but come to think of it, Nick might be the first head coach who get fired after winning the championship. If Kellen Moore, if this offense is humming, I'm talking about from Friday on out, and this team looks good on offense, and they make it to Super Bowl and win a championship, I don't want to let Kellen Moore go. I'm sorry, it's gonna be a question.
That's Chuck, if they have a big year offensively and Kellen Moore's getting interviews and we don't want to lose him, people have their head in the sand if they think it's not a question. It would be a major difficult decision for the Eagles. And Chuck, if it happens that way and Jalen plays like an MVP, I'd rather keep Kellen Moore.
Exactly. I mean, it's a good problem to have, but I mean, you know, like I said, it's going to be a question that's going to be had if this team is humming all year long and they get to the playoffs and go and win a Super Bowl with Kellen Moore as the offensive coordinator. I don't want to let him go. But that's me. Nick Sirianni, me, don't make or break the Eagles. I mean, he doesn't do nothing for me. I mean, but if he starts off 7-1, 8-1, his track record, you can't go against it. I mean, the guy, you know, he's doing something in the locker room. I don't see it. But he's doing something to get these teams to jump out, you know, the fast.
Well, it's been two good years with that. It has. All right, Chuck, give us a guess. Hughes Clues here. This person has a mustache. Who is it?
Hey, Hugh, you got to start giving us more stuff, man. This person has a – I'm going to say Sergeant Slaughter.
I like that.
Wait a minute. That's a good guess.
Yeah, it's a good guess. That's not it,
that's
but it's a good guess.
Though. That's a good clue.
That's our first Sergeant Slaughter for Hughes Clues, I believe.
Sergeant Slaughter did. Like, he was one of my favorite, like, G.I. Joe members. But you know what the messed up part about Sergeant Slaughter was? And I know I'm dating myself. Like, the actual Sergeant Slaughter and the G.I. Joe character didn't look nothing alike.
The
Sergeant Slaughter, the real Sergeant Slaughter,
the wrestling guy,
he ain't know where the gym was. He never go to the gym ever in life. He used to eat. He was a cheeseburger and pizza eating individual. Yeah. I love him to death though. But the G.I. Joe version of Sergeant Slaughter, when he was fighting, y'all remember the G.I. Joe cartoon
course,
when he fought the Nemesis and Force and whatever. He was yoked. He was jacked.
Yeah, he was more of the in
but
shape.
The other, yeah, the other Sergeant. One, like he looked like he was about to give birth.
Can I be angry with you for a second?
Yeah, me?
Did you just know with Joe? Did you just agree with Chuck that you would fire Nick Sirianni if they won the Super Bowl on the back of the offense?
No, I said it would be a discussion.
It would be an asinine discussion. Yes, it would. You would fire a head coach.
Jalen Hurts plays like an MVP.
Stop it. No.
If Jalen Hurts plays like an MVP and then other teams want to poach him, Hurts has talked about how he doesn't like to change offensive coordinators.
Who cares? Jalen's going to have to suck it up. What has Kellen Moore shown about being a head coach? Nick Sirianni would have shown going to a Super Bowl and
the
then winning a Super Bowl with
matter.
Two different coordinators. Yes, he does.
No, but everyone tells me it doesn't matter.
Well, they're wrong. They're idiots.
Hold on.
What are they talking about?
If Jalen Hurts plays like an MVP, what are the common denominators? Not Sirianni. The play caller of Steichen and the play caller of Moore.
No, okay. No,
those are the things.
Let me throw common denominators at you. What's the common denominator between going to a Super Bowl and then winning one with two different coordinators? The common denominator there is Nick Sirianni.
But the other
and
times
you're going to fire the coach?
When Nick called the plays,
guy that,
or
we have no
Brian
idea
Johnson,
can coach?
They sucked. I think Chuck's right. Now,
no,
he may have been strong that they would actually do it. It would be a discussion.
We're gonna put more on Kellen Moore's plate. We have no idea that he can handle it when Nick Sirianni has proven that he can.
592, 94-94. I don't think Chuck's crazy on this one. He might be crazy on other things. That's fine.
Yes.
Be angry. 215.
Football season is official. This is the
94.
Last night of no football, baby.
I know. It's amazing.
I got to get my fantasy team right.
Yeah, we got a big draft tonight. All right, your phone call is coming up after the break right here. 215-592-94. Should the Phillies put Bryce Harper in the IL? I say yes today. And Nick Sirianni, are you wiping the slate clean? Are you willing to wipe the slate fully clean for Sirianni as we enter 2024? Hugh kind of is. I am not. I'm not forgiving and forgetting. Kyle's pretending that last year didn't happen. Where do you come down? Plus your guests for Hugh's Clues. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.